Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. And this episode, we're going to start with the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there is 919-996-8700. Okay, coming up January 29th, MIPSO, Pine Cone Event, Fletcher Opera Theater. January 29th and 30th, Mozart's Piano Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. Performance at 8 o'clock both nights. February 2nd, Shaping Sound at Memorial Auditorium. Shaping Sound is an electrifying mashup of dance styles and musical genres brought fully to life on stage by a dynamic company of contemporary dancers. Audiences of all ages will experience the exhilarating collaboration of these visual musicians whose explosive choreography, dynamic rhythm, speed, and physical strength give shape and form to sound. February 4th through the 21st, Love Speaks. This is Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater, featuring choreography by Carolina Ballet principal guest choreographer Lynn Taylor Corbett. Love Speaks kicks off the company's tribute to William Shakespeare in commemoration of the 400th anniversary of his death. February 5th, Duke Energy Center, Orchestral Love Stories, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. February 9th through the 14th, the famous high school musical Grease, North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. February 12 and 13, The Firebird, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. February 14th, The Laugh-A-Thon, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7. This event features Corey Holcomb, Dominique, Damon Williams, and John Witherspoon. February 16th, the Triangle Brass Band presents the world-famous Corey Band, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30. February 19th, Invincible, a glorious tribute to Michael Jackson. This is at Memorial Auditorium. February 19 and 20, Johnny Mathis, May Mandy Concert Hall. Legendary singer Johnny Mathis, with his smooth vocals and inimitable style, returns to Raleigh with the North Carolina Symphony for an evening of musical magic. He'll sing the songs you know and love, including Chances Are, Misty, Wonderful, Wonderful, and more. Performances at 8 o'clock each evening. February 25th, it is Third Day, Awakening Events, Memorial Auditorium at 7 o'clock. February 26th, I Draw Slow. This is a Pine Cone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Irish music has a long, rich history of influencing old-time music and related styles, and with I Draw Slow, you'll see the influence come full circle as this Irish band's sound is rooted in the style of the Appalachian Mountains and the traditions of Irish music, while incorporating all that's great about modern Americana. February 26 and 27, St. Sands Organ Symphony, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. And moving on to the month of March, the 3rd through the 20th, Tempest Fantasy. This is Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Also March 3rd through the 20th, The Wolf. This is Theater Raleigh at Kennedy Theater. March 4th, Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, May Mandy Concert Hall. In celebration of the close of a remarkable 20-year tenure with the North Carolina Symphony, Resident conductor and Summerfest artistic director William Henry Curry brings us a program of music that is especially close to his heart. March 4th through the 6th, it is Showbiz National Talent Memorial Auditorium. March 9th, Pieces of Gold, Wake County Public Schools Memorial Auditorium at 7. March 12th, Lemony Snicket's The Composer Is Dead, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Also March 12th, the 9th Annual Raleigh Blues Festival, Memorial Auditorium at 7, featuring Sir Charles Jones, Pokey Bear, Theotis Easley, Class Band, Maurice Wynn, and Roy C. Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. Okay, Thursday, January 28th, Aretha Franklin. Known around the world by her first name and as the undisputed reigning Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin is peerless. She is one of the most influential and important voices in the history of American music, with a repertoire that spans pop, soul, jazz, rock, blues, and gospel. Saturday, January 30th, it is Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy. Thursday, February 4th, Star Trek, The Ultimate Voyage. This lavish production includes an impressive live symphony orchestra and international solo instruments. People of all ages and backgrounds will experience the franchise's groundbreaking and wildly popular musical achievements, while the most iconic Star Trek film and TV footage is simultaneously beamed in high definition to a 40-foot screen. Friday, February 5th, it is CMT presents Jennifer Nettles. Saturday, February 6th, an evening of entertainment presented by DPS Scholarship Foundation and Durham Public Schools. This is the annual fundraiser and musical workshop finale, an evening of entertainment, a professionally choreographed musical event featuring hundreds of amazingly talented Durham Public School students from across the district. Okay, DPAC February 16th. Through March 13th, Disney's The Lion King. So famous, that's really all you need to say. Thursday, March 24th, the Moody Blues Fly Me High Tour. The tour, named after the band's 1966 recording of Fly Me High, the Moody Blues, Justin Hayward, lead guitar and vocals, John Lodge, bass guitar and vocals, and Graham Edge on drums, have been at the forefront of the classic rock music scene since the 60s, with such music as Nights in White Satin, Tuesday Afternoon, and the list goes on and on. Monday, March 28th, it is Duran Duran, the Paper Gods Tour. Friday, April 1st, Get the Lead Out, from the bombastic and epic to the folksy and mystical. Get the Lead Out has captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin and brought it to the big concert stage. The Philadelphia-based group consists of 6 accomplished musicians intent on delivering Led Zeppelin studio recordings with all the bells and whistles. Saturday, April 2nd, it is Ron White, and there are now 2 shows for Ron. You know him as one-third of Blue Collar Comedy. 2 Grammy nominations, a gold record, 3 of the top-rated one-hour TV specials in Comedy Central history, a book that appeared on the New York Times bestseller list, and CD and DVD sales of over 10 million units. That's 2 shows, Saturday, April 2nd, with Ron White. Sunday, April 3rd, it's Yanni. Yanni and his world-renowned orchestra will perform audience favorites from throughout his career, as well as newly worked arrangements of the classics. Yanni has accumulated more than 40 platinum and gold albums with international sales totaling over 25 million copies. Okay, we're going to move on to audio describe performances. Of course, audio describe description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Sunday, January 31st, Blue Sky, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium at 2. This is the U.S. premiere of British playwright Claire Bailey's funny and troubling play about a photographer who inadvertently snaps a picture of something he shouldn't have. Saturday, February 13th, Greece, North Carolina Theater at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, 2 p.m. Get out your leather jackets, pull on your bobby socks, and take a trip to the fabulous 50s with the original rock and roll high school musical, Grease. Join the Rydell High Class of 1959, including Danny, Sandy, and the rest of the gang as they sing their way through such classic hits as Summer Nights, Greased Lightning, and many more favorites. All right, February 19th and 24th, The Lion King, Deepak, Durham Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Giraffes strut, birds swoop, gazelles leap. The entire Serengeti comes to life as never before. And as the music soars, Pride Rock slowly emerges from the mist. More than 70 million people around the world have experienced the awe-inspiring visual artistry, the unforgettable music, and the uniquely theatrical storytelling of this Broadway spectacular. Sunday, February 21st, this is Tuesdays with Maury, Justice Theater Project at St. Francis of Assisi's Clare Hall at 2 p.m. Sunday, February 21st, Sweeney Todd, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 p.m. Musical, a dark and whimsical fantasy. Sweeney Todd seeks revenge on Judge Turpin and teams up with amorous Mrs. Lovett, a pie maker. When Sweeney opens a barbershop above Mrs. Lovett's business, he adds a special ingredient to the recipe that has all of London dying for the pies. Sunday, February 28th, on the audio describe performances list, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. This is Cary Arts Center at 3. Tuesday, March 1st, we are proud to present. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, at 7:30. An emotionally charged journey into the past. In the rehearsal room, a performance piece on a little-known episode of early 20th century genocide takes a jolting turn when the actors, three black and three white, tap into personal resentments and ingrained prejudices. Tensions mount as they expose more of themselves than they ever wanted to. And on Sunday, March 6th, this is the last one on our list of audio-described performances, Radiant Abundant. And they're spelled a little different, but Radiant is R-A-D-I-U-N-T, and Abundant is A-B-U-N-D-U-N-T. This is Triad Stage, say, South Elm Street in Greensboro at 2. Two women are searching for a missing family member. An art collector discovers a new visionary artist. A desperate young woman seeks to build a home in the most unlikely place. And an artist with a secret past struggles to preach her faith with shape and color. This new contemporary North Carolina drama by the creators of Brother Wolf weaves music, story, and outsider art. Come along as these five women each discover what they thought was lost forever. Okay, the 4th Annual Converge North Carolina Southern Music Festival, Friday, April 15th, the Plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. Converge North Carolina, founded in 2013, seeks to enrich the cultural identity of our area and investigate the concept of southernness. Their goal is to create a festival that reflects the inimitable spirit of our place and time. Again, the festival is set for April 15th, and it all starts at 6 p.m. with food, festivities, and some of the area's best music. The concert is free and is for all ages. Food trucks, vendors, and street performers will also join the festivities. And, of course, by now you know mega musician Glenn Frey has died. Glenn, who co-founded the Eagles along with Don Henley, became one of history's most successful songwriting teams with such hits as Hotel California and Life in the Fast Lane has died. The band announced Frey's death on its Facebook page. He was 67 years old and died of complications from rheumatoid arthritis, acute ulcerative colitis, and pneumonia. David Bowie was secretly cremated in America without friends or family present after the star told loved ones he did not want a funeral. The singer died of liver cancer after spending 18 months fighting the disease. It is understood the 69-year-old's body was cremated shortly after his death without any fuss. One source said, in many respects, you don't need a memorial service to remember David by. You have his music instead. Some concert news. Sting and Peter Gabriel will join forces this summer for a month-long co-headlining North American trek dubbed the Rock, Paper, Scissors Tour. Rather than simply performing hits from their own catalogs, Gabriel and Sting will also explore each other's tracks, both separately and together. The 19-date tour will open up June 21st at Columbus, Ohio's Nationwide Arena, and circle the continent before coming to a close in Edmonton, Alberta, on July 24th. The pair previously toured together back in the 80s in support of Amnesty International. The performance date closest to North Carolina will be in Washington, D.C., at the Verizon Center on June 23rd. A couple of other upcoming concerts of note: Carrie Underwood, February 3rd, Greensboro Coliseum; Lil Wayne, February 3rd, Crown Complex, Fayetteville; Jason Aldean, February 20th, at the Crown Complex; AC/DC, March 14th, Greensboro Coliseum; Rihanna, March 20th, Time Warner Cable Arena in Charlotte; and 5 Seconds of Summer, July 18th, PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte. April 7th through the 10th, the dates for the North Carolina Azalea Festival. The Abbott Brothers, the headlining act, that's in Wilmington, April 7th through the 10th. April 9 and 10, Raleigh plays host to the Rock and Roll Marathon. Raleigh's award-winning marathon and half marathon is a great springtime event for locals and travelers alike. With a downtown start, finish, and post-race festival, Rock and Roll Raleigh also features a number of bands playing along the marathon route. In addition to the marathon and half marathon on Sunday, there's the Rock and Roll Raleigh 5K, which is run on Saturday. Okay, Moog Fest is coming up May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. In a bit more than 5 months, or not quite 5 months, Moog Fest, the multimedia festival centered on electronic movies or music, which is moving to Durham from Asheville, will kick off its Triangle debut. Again, Moog Fest, May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. Okay, Cocobooth Amphitheaters, we've got 2 dates, both of them in April. Saturday, April 9th, Beer and Bacon Festival. And then on Saturday, April 23rd, Great Grapes Wine Festival. Walnut Creek Amphitheater. The phone number there, 919-831-6400. Thursday, April 21st, and Parrot Heads will be out there in fine fashion. Jimmy Buffett, along with Huey Lewis and the News. That's right, Jimmy Buffett, Thursday, April 21st, Walnut Creek Amphitheater. Friday, April 22nd, Outcry Tour, Hillsong Worship, Carrie Job, Jesus Culture, and Martin Smith. Saturday, April 30th, Widespread Panic and Jason Isbell. Sunday, June 5th, Journey and the Doobie Brothers. Tuesday, June 21st, Weezer and Panic at the Disco. Friday, April 12th, Dixie Chicks. Friday, August 19th, Keith Urban, Brett Eldridge, and Maren Morris. Thursday, September 1st, Luke Bryan, Little Big Town, and Dustin Lynch. Wednesday, September 14th, Heart, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. Three dates at Red Hat Amphitheater set for this summer on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Friday, June 10th, Ellie Goulding. Wednesday, June 15th, Of Monsters and Men. And Wednesday, June 29th, 21 Pilots. All right, let's check out Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number's there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. All right, coming up Saturday, January 30th, Kristen Chenoweth. In this year, the Carolina Theater celebrates its 90th year in the heart of downtown Durham. The historic concert and performing arts venue has several special events planned to help pay tribute to its 9 decades of presenting arts and entertainment in the city, but none is grander than the 90th anniversary celebration concert, an evening with Kristen Chenoweth. Tickets start at $47. The performance is at 8 o'clock. Okay, Monday, February 1st. It's February 1 for grades 5 through 12, based largely on first-hand accounts and rare archival footage. February 1 documents one volatile winter in Greensboro that not only challenged public accommodation laws in North Carolina, but served as a blueprint for the wave of nonviolent civil rights protests that swept the South and the nation throughout the 1960s. Tuesday, February 2nd, Johnny Lang. Wednesday, February 3rd, Funny Lady Lily Tomlin. February 5th, that's a Friday, Dance Theater of Harlem, now in its 4th decade. Dance Theater of Harlem has grown into a multicultural dance institution with an extraordinary legacy of providing opportunities for creative expression and artistic excellence that continues to set standards in the performing arts. Saturday, February 6th, 90th anniversary party for the Carolina Theater of Durham. Monday, February 8th, it is Mack Avenue Super Bands featuring Gary Burton, Tia Fuller, Dominic Farinacci, and the Christian McBride Trio. Tickets start at $30. Tuesday, February 9th, Arts Discovery Series presents I Have a Dream. This is for grades 3 through 12. The phenomenal impact of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is chronicled in this compelling dramatization of the life and times of one of the most influential and charismatic leaders of the 20th century. Tuesday, February 9th, an evening with Todd Rundgren, a wizard, a true star. Tickets start at $34. Wednesday, February 10th, it is an evening with Graham Nash, This Path Tonight Tour. Tickets start at $27. Thursday, February 11th, Colin Hay with Heather Maloney at Club Carolina. Tickets start at $29.95. Monday, February 15th, Robert Cray Band. Open ears and an open mind are the essence of singer, guitarist, and songwriter Robert Cray's approach to writing, recording, and playing music. Tickets start at $30. Thursday, February 18th, Tao 17 Samurai, touring North America in the spring of 2016. 17 Samurai brings athletic bodies and contemporary costumes combined with explosive taiko drumming and innovative choreography. Tickets start at $27. Sunday, February 21st, The Magic of the Flute, with guest artist Mimi Stillman, presented by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Tickets are $25. And a rundown of some of the music festivals coming up soon. February 4th through the 6th, the North Carolina Jazz Festival in Wilmington. And I missed the Classic Rock and Roll Weekend, January 29th and 30th, at the Grove Park Inn. February 5 and 6, also at the Grove Park Inn in Asheville, Celtic Adventure Weekend. February 5 and 6, Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Boone, and this is at the on the university campus. February 17th through the 20th, Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. February 19 and 20, Neuse River Music Fest in Kinston. This benefits the Lenore Community College Foundation. February 19th through the 21st, Bluegrass First Class in Asheville. This is at the Crown Plaza Resort in Asheville. And there are no events noted for Carolina music festivals during the month of March. I'm quite sure that some will be coming up. Duke performances, we've got Saturday, January 30th, Jennifer Coe and Shay Wozner, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Sunday, January 31st, Cantus, the Four Loves, Baldwin Auditorium at 7 p.m. And then on Friday and Saturday, February 5 and 6, Filter Theater, Royal Shakespeare Company. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.